The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Hi, I'm Tisha Boone, and you're listening to Karaoke Cast here on theflypod.com. Now, last week I told you how my husband and I decided to go vegetarian and how it was going very well. Well, there's been a bug going around, and I was nauseous for 4 days in a row, and I started to think that it was probably because I wasn't eating meat. But I continued to go vegetarian, and I didn't eat any meat. Although every time I turned around, a family member or friend or coworker said, "You're pregnant. Oh, you must be pregnant. You're nauseous, so you're pregnant." So every time I turned around, everyone thought I was pregnant. It was so bad that my husband was worried that I might be pregnant. Of course, I said, "No, I am not pregnant. I just do not feel well. Either I have a bug or it's me not eating meat." I know sometimes it does take things some time to hit your system before they actually affect you, so it was a possibility that that was the problem. Well, 4 days later, I was no longer nauseous, so turns out I just had a bug, which was really good because we're still sticking to the vegetarian thing, although I have a hilarious story for you. So we went to Christmas at my husband's grandma's house, and we go in, and the first thing he does is dip a big scoop of this taco dip that's on the table because it had about an inch worth of cheese, so he thought that there was only cheese in it. So I look at him as he's chomping on this big chip, and I said, "Babe, you realize there's meat in that, right?" And he's like, "What?" And his grandma goes, "You better not spit that out." So he doesn't. Then later he comes up to me and says, "Tisha, did you know there's bacon in the coleslaw?" I said, "No, babe, I don't like coleslaw, and I didn't eat any coleslaw." But guess what? He did. So poor thing was struggling at our Christmas dinner. It was entertaining. But we had a lot of fun. It was really good to see friends and family and give each other a hard time. So that's what's been going on with us. This week, a random song popped into my head, actually. I'm not sure why this one popped in my head, but it does remind me of some other things, which I will go over afterwards. So I'm going to sing "Sunny Came Home." Sunny came home to her favorite room. Sunny sat down in the kitchen. She opened a book and a box of tools. Sunny came home with a mission. She says, "Days go by, I'm hypnotized. I'm walking on a wire. I close my eyes and fly out of my mind into the fire." Sunny came home with a list of names. She didn't believe in transcendence. "And it's time for a few small repairs," she said. Sunny came home with a vengeance. She says, "Days go by, I don't know why. I'm walking on a wire. I close my eyes and fly out of my mind into the fire. Get the kids and bring a sweater. Dry is good and wind is better. Count the years, you always knew it. Strike a match, go on and do it. Old days go by, I'm hypnotized. I'm walking on a wire. I close my eyes and fly out of my mind into the fire. Oh, light the sky and hold on tight. The world is burning down. She's out there on her own, and she's alright. Sunny came home.
Sunny came home.
So I'm not sure why that song popped in my head, but it does remind me of a few things. I was over with my mother-in-law at her house, and she's terrified of fire. And we were talking about the space heater she has, which when you knock it over, it automatically shuts off so that there's, you know, no chance of starting a fire. When she said that, this song popped in my head again. So I figured, since it's popped in numerous times, I'm going to have to sing it to get it out. So that's the song that I chose. Although, it is very depressing when you look into the meaning, because every meaning that you can possibly find about it, it is about someone breaking away from their past, but the past is very sad in all of the meanings. I used to sing this song all the time when I was a server. I was a server at Shoney's, and I would run around singing this, and I would go back to the busboy putting my stuff away and singing it, but I realized that I was never singing the words properly. Half the time, I skipped part of the, well, I did the chorus, but I sang the second chorus every time I sang a chorus. I didn't realize that the two choruses alternated. So this whole time I was singing it wrong. And I always thought it was a happy song because I always liked the beat to it. But it's not. Not at all. It's about someone running from their past. They come home and I'm pretty sure she burns down her childhood house. Or her house with her husband and is getting her kids away. Apparently, of all the meanings, they've said that the husband is either abusive or it's an abusive childhood, etc., etc. So it all has to do with abuse, which is quite sad. So, on to happier things. I was so excited for Christmas. I got Pocahontas, The Little Mermaid, and Lady and the Tramp. So I'm so excited for my Disney movies. And I know I'm a big dork for being excited about them. But I am, and I've been watching them on my off day, and my husband just laughs at me. But they really do put me in a good mood, and I love singing, and I love watching the movies and listening to them. And hey, guess what? I found out there's a Little Mermaid 2 and a Pocahontas 2, which I figured there were, but I never watched them because, you know, usually the sequel isn't very good. But I watched The Little Mermaid 2. It wasn't bad. It was good, but not one that I would buy. But I watched Pocahontas 2 and absolutely loved it, so I am buying that one with some of my Christmas money. I don't know about you, but singing makes me extremely happy. So, if you'd like to send in your song, send yours to shout@theflypod.com and just put Karaoke Cast in the heading. I'm Tisha Boone. Can't wait to hear from you next week.